Hi, my name is T. Randolph. This is the first time I've really put on any type of recorded format. My personal journey of life, if you will, discussing where I came from, who shaped me, how I came to be the person I am today. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm a fairly private person. What I do for a living is very public. But I do think that I've had some of my own demons that I've had to deal with, some of which are still in process. But throughout everything that I have experienced in my own journey of life, if I've learned one thing, it's the importance of relationships with other people. And most importantly, the idea that other people need to be loved, they need to be recognized, they need to be cherished, and they need to be heard. I came from an Italian background, and in that background, I was taught the way to communicate was to yell and scream and throw your hands up in the air. In fact, I used to have conversations with people, and they'd say, hey, if we tied your hands together, you wouldn't be able to speak. And that was very true. My father was Italian. My mother was Irish, flaming red hair, had the high Irish temperament. And I grew up in a household that was very chaotic, very dysfunctional. My mother was an alcoholic for most of my life. I tried to kill herself on a couple of occasions, and I came home from school and witnessed that. And throughout that process, I used to wonder, you know, why is this happening to me? I'm 12 years old, I'm 13 years old, and I just don't understand why I am basically being tortured like this. My father was a gambler. Gambled most of his adult life, made a lot of money when he was in his 30s, but basically frittered it all away with an out-of-control raging gambling disorder. So my background basically was coming home, mother usually drunk or on drugs, father not at home. And as you can imagine, when you're in that environment, you start to adopt behavior which is negative. And that behavior could include drinking, drugs, sex, whatever it is that you can imagine. And I adopted that behavior. And during the time that I was growing up, I learned a lot of bad habits. For example, it was okay to lie. It was okay to be late. It was okay to be disrespectful. It was okay to be greedy. It was okay to be selfish. I learned all those things, and I felt, because of what I grew up in, that that was normal. I then went to college, and I started to run into people who obviously didn't adopt those ideas of how to live life, and I started to have a lot of conflict. I got married at a young age. I was 23. My wife was 22. I knew my wife from high school. And during the course of my marriage, all of these bad traits created a lot of chaos in my own family, a lot of tension, a lot of personal suffering. And as I've gotten older, I'm in my mid-50s today. I have three children. I've learned a lot from them, and I've learned a lot from people around me. And what this is about, the reason I started this podcast, is because I feel there is a dynamic need for people to be heard today. Unfiltered dialogue with real human beings. What I am hoping to accomplish through this podcast journey is to have authentic conversations with people. Real people, not celebrities, not sport athletes who are on the mountaintop. Not people that you would recognize, and not that any of those people are bad just because they're rich or famous or whatever it might be, but I have felt just in my daily life and in communicating and talking with everyday people that most people today are just simply not heard. My hope through this podcast is to reach out to people and simply listen. A part of this program is listening to people and hoping that by listening to them, I can contribute, my guests can contribute to those people and helping them live a more enjoyable, fulfilling, and healthy life. One of the things that I've challenged people to do recently is I've said to them, you know what? I am challenging you in your daily life to make yourself available to listen to others. And what does that mean? Well, when I'm in the grocery store and I meet somebody and I may not know them, they're a complete stranger, and I ask them, how are you? And they say to me, I'm fine. My next question to them is, tell me how you really feel. And you know what? When you do that, people respond. They will open up to you like you cannot believe. And many times what happens is they're in such shock that someone would take the time to really talk with them. They don't really know what to do. Many times they just start crying. Sometimes they hug you. Sometimes they just simply look at you in shock because someone took the time to really connect with them, to listen to them. So if you want to know what this podcast is about, it's about real people talking to real people about things that really matter to those real people. And my hope is that by listening to you, the audience, to the guests, and to others, we can really make a difference in people's lives. One of the things that I believe is happening in our society is this idea that we don't need to have a real conversation with people. I can get in my car, I can drive into my home, I can drive into the garage, I can close the door, and I can go inside and I can get on my computer, I can get on my iPhone, I can get on my TV. I can do everything like that because I'm terrified of talking to other people. Because really, if I do that, what happens? Do I really want to get in the mess of other people's lives? Do I really want to hear that they're getting a divorce? Do I really want to know they have financial problems? Do I really want to know they have a health issue like cancer? Because you know what happens? When you learn that type of information from a friend or a stranger, your heart naturally gravitates to wanting to help them, naturally gravitates to wanting to spend time with them. And our culture is losing that urgency to care about other people and to be available for them. And one of the things I will talk about during the podcast is this idea that, and it's a challenge, to take the electronic devices and put them down, go on a hike with someone and talk with them, sit down with them and have lunch and look them in the eye and really make yourself available to hear what they have to say. So those are some of the philosophies that I have and some of the things that I would love to accomplish as part of this podcast show. So what is it that the podcast is about, and what are some of the shows that I hope to bring to my listeners? Well, first of all, it all starts with relationships, because if you think about it, in your life here on planet Earth, isn't everything based on relationships? It could be your relationship with your mother, your father, your siblings, your friends, your employer, your clients, your patients, your marriage, your significant others. Everything that you do in this lifetime in a 24-hour period is about relationships. In fact, I would bet you, if you were to think about your dreams, most of the time your dreams are going to be about what? People and relationships. So even when you're asleep, you're still in relationship. And so what I hope to focus on with the help of guests is, how do these relationships look today? What's happening out there with people? And my hope is I'll hear from my listeners either through email or letter or on the blog to say, hey, here's an issue I want to talk about. Here's something that's important in my heart. Can you address that? And so the first several episodes are going to be all about relationships and what a healthy relationship looks like. Why does it look that way? And what are some of the everyday living things that we can do to help each other with our relationships? And then once we get an idea of what the relationships are, why they're important, what is it that we can do to help our relationships, I want to get into some of the deeper questions. For example, what are basic human needs that people have? And how do we address those needs in an environment of safety, in a healthy way, and in a positive way? Not necessarily enabling people or giving people the green light to go off the reservation, but to truly address what is it that motivates people to act or not to act. For example, when you think about a human being, and we all have people in our lives that we've dealt with, if you think about it, what is it that people really need and we ourselves need? We need to be loved. We need to have unconditional love. We need to be affirmed. We need to be nurtured. We need to be accepted. We don't want to be judged. We don't want people telling us what to do or controlling us. We don't want people directing us. We don't want to be berated. And we certainly don't want to be chastised or told, "I'll love you if," conditional love. And so my hope throughout, again, the podcast will be through our guests, through my guests and the people who come on, to talk about these basic core needs that every human being has and how we can address those needs in a healthy way to make any relationship that we have better, a better relationship with my wife or my husband, a better relationship with my son, a better relationship with my daughter, a better relationship with my friends. Now, what are some of the other things that we can and will address? If you think about relationships and you think about these needs, what are things that happen in life that get in the way of a healthy need to be loved or a healthy need to be accepted? And what happens? We've all heard the term, they're acting out. We all have heard the term, they're self-medicating. We all have heard the term, they're out of control. But if you think about it, why do people drink? Why do they do drugs? Why do people have rampant sex? Why do people turn to pornography? Why do people go out and spend money or go on vacations or work 70 hours a week because they need to have what they think will be the thing that will solve the wound? What is the wound that we have? You know, if you're walking around during the day and you're driving, and if you're honest with yourself, what are you honestly thinking about in your mind? It could be, hey, I'm worried I can't pay this bill. What if I have this disease? What if I can't cure this disease? What if this relationship is going to end? What do I do if that happens? And so what happens in life many times is adults, children, whatever, we get traumatized. It can be physical, it can be mental, it can be emotional. And what's unbelievable that happens in our world is this. You walk into a hospital and you see somebody in a wheelchair, what does everybody do? We all look at that person and we say, hey, that person needs my help, and justifiably so. They should be helped. But you know what we don't see? All the people who have the wheelchairs in their mind. Most of the people walking around that hospital, the nurses, the doctors, the family, the guests, they're all in wheelchairs, but the wheelchair's in the mind. And it's that I'm hoping we can address through this series of dialogue with guests. Because it's that wheelchair in the mind where you as a human being say to yourself, I can't deal with this. This is pain. This is suffering. I don't like it. I want the pain to go away. I want the pain to go away so badly that I'll do whatever I can to satiate that pain. And I'll do it even if it means I'm hurting my relationships with other people. Why? Because I can't stand the pain. It never goes away. And my hope through the show is to discuss with people and with you, the audience, okay, we know we have that pain. We know it exists. But what's the best way to deal with it in a healthy way and in a way that will bring peace to you? What are some of the coming shows that I would like to have on this podcast? Well, one, as I've mentioned, will be about relationships. We'll probably have 4 or 5 shows on that. This will include people who are family therapists, psychologists, people who come out of the church environment. It could be just regular people who've gone through hell and back, and they want to tell their story so other people can have hope. And let me focus on hope for a minute. There is hope. There is joy. And when you're listening to this right now, and you say to yourself, you know what, T. Randolph, you're talking to me about all this stuff, but you don't know my situation. You don't know what I've been through. You do not know why it is I do what I do. And you know what? You're right. I don't. But my hope is that I can show you through stories of others, my own personal journey, other people who are part of the show, why you honestly and authentically can have hope and joy in your own personal journey while you're here on planet Earth. Another show that I really would like to talk about is, again, what are healthy ways of living? What are the things that get in the way of that? What happens when we get in unhealthy habits or unhealthy ways of living? How do we address that? What inhibits authentic communication? We've talked about this earlier: alcohol, drugs, pornography, work, exercise, technology. And then also, what's happening here in the United States? I want to spend some time addressing our country. I want to talk about what's going on with the family unit, mom, dad, the children, whether it's a blended family, some type of a newly recognized type of family. I don't care whatever it is in terms of your family. The reality is this: we want to be loved and accepted. How can we talk about making our families a better place so we can come out with encouragement, with hope for the future, and know that our family members have our back and they're there for us? And because once we get to a place where we feel love and our love bank receives deposits, then we're in a place where we can take those deposits and pass it on. And we're going to be talking about that. Also, what do men and women really want? Did you ever watch the media, the internet, TV, the phone, cinema, radio, whatever it is? Don't you ever feel at some point that everybody's telling me how I'm supposed to feel, but I don't really feel that way? I feel differently than what I'm being told I'm supposed to feel. And I believe that causes confusion and chaos inside of people's minds and hearts. I would like to have on the show, and I will have on the show, men and women to discuss what is important to them day to day, hour to hour, week to week, not filtered or controlled by what the media tells us we're supposed to feel or believe. Because I believe that when you get to the core issues with men and women, those core issues are profound, and I think they will have so much to help those who listen to my show. One of the things that people talk about from time to time, you don't hear it as much anymore, but it goes with this idea of what do people really think about. Did you ever wake up in the morning and say to yourself, why am I here? Does anything I do really matter? And if I were to die tomorrow, would anybody even know? Would anybody even care? I mean, do you ever really think about that stuff? You know, we're running around, we're rushing around, we're doing all this stuff. But if you were walking around quietly, looking up at birds, looking up at trees, looking up at the sky, and you were to say to yourself, who am I? Why am I here? What am I doing in this life? These are answers. These are questions that need to be answered for anybody, no matter what your persuasion, no matter what your sex, no matter what your financial situation, no matter where you live in the world. Everybody wants to know answers to these questions. And my hope is that we can help you in your own personal journey. If we can't help to answer some of these questions, at least we can create some positive dialogue for you to consider in your own journey as we walk together to answer some of these questions. And then the show isn't always going to be about stuff that's serious. I'd like to have some shows coming up where we celebrate America. We talk about victories in life. I call them victory moments. We talk about unsung heroes or local heroes. And we talk about the blessing. And all of those things are about things in your own life, people that I want to bring on the show, who themselves have been blessed by someone, who themselves know of someone who's been an incredible mentor, a local hero in their life that no one would ever know about. But I want these people to come on and talk about how they were so positively affected by this person. And it could be a father, it could be an uncle or an aunt, it could just be a friend, it could be a teacher, fireman, it could be anybody. But if you were positively impacted by it, my hope is people will contact me. Tell me about some of these local heroes. Tell me about the blessing so we can talk about it. We're also going to have authors on from time to time. Not famous authors, because I said no celebrities, but people who have written meaningful books on certain topics that we'll talk about from time to time. On occasion, we'll talk about exercise and nutrition as part of a healthy lifestyle, including cooking. I do like to eat. Anybody who knows me can appreciate that. And so we will have some good shows on cooking, not just light food, not just healthy food, but on occasion foods that are comfort food, stuff that really tastes good and can help you enjoy your life. My hope and my prayer for this show is to share the love that we have for each other, that I have for you and through my guests, and that by doing that, to make your life a better life, not just for you, but for those around you, people you talk to, people you interact with. We will have a web address, a blog, and an email, and feel free to contact me at any time. Thanks for listening.
For listening to T. Randolph and Friends. Please write to us or check out our website, blog, and conversations at trandolphandfriends.com. We would love to hear your thoughts on topics and guest ideas for future shows. We are Listening to Life.